I had a caller. This was some years ago when I had a local radio show. I started out 1 hour a week. Oh, I don't know how many years ago, 10, 12 years ago. Yeah, I was in middle school, I think. 1 hour a week, caller called in. She said she was at a pool party with her daughters, 12 and 14 years of age, I believe. The hostess of the party told all the parents, it's getting late, it's getting dark, we're going to close up the party. Can you get your kids out of the pool? At which point, most of the parents went to the edge of the pool and began the negotiating process. I imagine they had their lawyers there, and they were attempting to convince, cajole, plead with, wheedle, promise a red Corvette if the kids would come out of the pool. My caller said that she was sitting somewhere near the edge of the pool, and she caught her two children's eyes, and she crooked her finger as if to say, come on out. The girls did. The other parents were stunned and amazed, perplexed at this level of authority, this level of quiet, strong, confident motherhood. The caller said to me, after that, we were the talk of the party. Now, 10 years ago, I said, what did they talk about? I sort of suspected what was coming. But you folks, being rank amateurs, not professional broadcast radio hosts, you're probably thinking they wanted to know how Mom did this. They were in admiration of Mom. They were amazed. Look at that. I wish we could do that. That's what you would think, correct? Wrong. Mother said that there was a feeling there. I guess it was verbalized because she picked up on it. It is not normal for children at that age to be so cooperative. Therefore, we wonder what you must do to them at home to make them so frightened of you. I kid you not. I am not making this up to garner ratings here on Relevant Radio. The fact of the matter is, Mom, who in my sight, and I'm going to imagine in yours, did something that was ultimately kind. She didn't argue with her kids. She didn't yell at him. She didn't scream at him. She didn't negotiate with him. She didn't plead with him. She didn't get frustrated with him. She just made a quiet little signal. And the girls got out of the pool. I don't think they were sweating blood out of their eye sockets in fear of their mother. She didn't tell me that. Now, one might say, well, she just got two sweet kids. She just got two easy-gone, temperamentally cooperative kids. That could be. I have no idea. I have no way of knowing. Nevertheless, I think the critical message in all this is that what was once viewed as healthy and good and admirable quiet authority somehow has been morphed into a sign of psychological stunting, that these two girls were really just Stepford girls, that they were just obeying their mother because she was obviously such a domineering, over-controlling, strict, wicked witch of the East who has them terrified of doing anything wrong. I think I asked Mom, are you going to let this affect you? She said, no. She said, absolutely not. I asked, are your girls really afraid of you? She said, I don't think so. I said, I trust you. I trust your perception. I'm not going to look at you from on high as the expert and say, well, obviously you're misreading your daughters. I think if you spent enough time speaking with them, you'd find out that they quake in their boots every time you walk by, and someday when they're 24 years old, they're going to be on Springer with nine other drug addicts, social parolee, bad check writing misfits. The girls are their leaders. Talking about you, mother, and the time you embarrass them in front of everybody at poolside, making them come out of the pool in obedience, in spirit-stifling, stultifying cooperation. Well, I suppose a lot of you folks get the same feedback. When you try hard to be good parents, loving, kind, strong parents, there are those in your family, your friends, your social circle, experts on TV, who just think you're just too controlling. I cannot tell you the number of clients who have seen other therapists, and this is routine. People generally, because of logistics or other reasons, see more than one therapist, who have told me that they were told by their therapist, when this kid was out of control and difficult and unruly, that it was because the parents were too controlling, and the parents needed to back off and give the kid more adolescent freedom. Now, I don't know, maybe I missed it, but as I sized up most of those situations, I found that the parents weren't too controlling at all. They were too permissive. But in fact, the experts told them, you got to let your kids do these things. You got to let your kids have these things, because that's adolescence. 45 seconds to break. Okay.